another hour, into another week, into almost another year. Woohoo! It's Monday, December 30th, 2013. 2 days from now, we do our live Good Day program on New Year's Day. You going to be here, Jennifer, on New Year's Day?
Probably not.
Ah!
I think I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to double check that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Kenny, you going to be with me on New Year's morning?
I'll be here, yes.
Okay, see? So at least I have one person who cares about being here.
I care very much.
I know you do, right.
I do.
All right, so let's see what we have to talk about here as we begin this week. I said earlier it was going to be like two Mondays this week. Last week felt like there were two Mondays in it. Monday after Christmas is Thursday. The Monday after New Year's is Thursday. And so we won't get much done this week. Well, maybe we'll get a lot done here on this program. But what other people do, well, the Obamacare numbers, Jennifer, are things that people will be talking about this week. Sign-ups over a million. The number has a problem connected to it, however, in that there are about 4 or 5 million people, or maybe there's a number somewhere over. No matter how you slice it, there are more people who have lost their insurance than who have gained it.
Right. There's a discrepancy.
They'll tell you that that's going to be fixed. So maybe it will be fixed. At least one part of Obamacare seems to be working well. The concerns that we have all voiced about this one way or another, even those who are supporters of the Affordable Care Act, one thing clearly seems to be working in saving money for all plan users, especially for the great majority who do not smoke. There's a the criticism that has come forth, the surcharge on smokers, 50%. You knew that was part of this, right? The ACA has a 50% surcharge on smokers.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if President Obama...
He signed up, by the way.
...had to sign up for this. Did he sign up?
No, he did. On his Christmas vacation, he signed up from Hawaii.
Really? Why did he sign up? What's the matter with the act? What's the matter with the health care?
I think it might have been symbolic.
No. Really?
It might have been. I don't know.
You think so?
Just guessing here.
Did he admit to being a smoker on his form?
I don't know.
People must have scrutinized that form. Oh, you can't. It didn't become. It was only made public that he had signed up. It's not what the. Oh, I see. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall Street Journal says the British Medical, Journal, has investigated smoker surcharges. And apparently imposing these surcharges can cut smoking rates by 50%. So the employer, here's how this works. Tell me if this has happened to you at your workplace, 888-302-3684. Those of you who are smokers, your bosses have said to you, hey, you want to keep smoking? You'll pay the increase in what it costs me to have health insurance. And maybe that's a good, I think that's actually a pretty good idea, right? So if it costs them.
How do they enforce it?
They just, if you're smoking, you're going to pay, what do you mean, how does the government afford it? How does the employee, employer?
How can you prove it, I guess? I mean,
what,
how
if somebody's smoking?
Yeah.
You can easily prove it. It's very easy.
What if you only smoke at home?
If you only smoke at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What if they don't know? Because a lot of people and a lot of young people will tell you that they are not smokers. Oh, no. Non-smoker, Dougie, don't smoke.
Yeah.
But then
you
when they go out.
You get close to them, you smell them.
But when they go out drinking or when they go out, they do smoke in bars or when they're, you know, whenever they're out on the town with their friends. That's a lot of 20-somethings now that say that they're not smokers, but they do smoke when they drink.
All right. I don't have an answer to that. So that may be a consideration. But you know what? Even if only 10%.
That's how you prove it.
Yeah, that could be a good way of proving it, yeah. If only 10% of current smokers quit to avoid the new surcharge.
Oh, that'd be great.
That savings would be enormous because smoking costs the American economy about $300 billion a year. Did you know that? In health care costs, $300 billion a year for smokers. And every time you've got a smoking employee... who cuts back, the employer cost under Obamacare for smokers is $12,000 more per year. Did you know that? In costs.
I did not.
For smokers. So, and the objections to the smoker surcharge, as I said, have not been highly criticized for whatever the reason. Is that because the news media is... sort of complicit in this. The daily reports, the outrage about canceled plans, higher premium rates, higher deductibles, people losing access to long-term personal physicians, better hospitals, difficulty and uncertainties, about signing up and paying for coverage, that sort of thing. There has been plenty of noise about that, right? But there hasn't been much outcry about smokers being forced to begin accepting personal responsibility for your own lifestyle choices. And I think that's...
Do you think it's because they're kind of in bed with the administration that's in office?
What, the...
The news media? Or the media? Hold the news.
The news media...
Or is smoking just so out of fashion now? Because, I mean, I still see a lot of people smoking.
Yeah. It is out of fashion with most people in terms of... It depends on where you are, I guess, and this sounds lousy to say, but it depends on what your income level is. If you are, most people who smoke are not high-income people. You realize that, right?
No kidding, because a pack of cigarettes will take away your income. I mean, it's expensive.
Right. Yeah,
it's an expensive habit to have.
Didn't we find last week one day, it was like $5.84 taxes,
mm-hmm.
and they were being increased in a couple of states as of the first of the year.
I have no idea, because literally, if I took a puff of a cigarette, I would drop with an asthma attack. Like, I just can't. I can't. Yeah. But I would. I think that they didn't. What was that?
It's just very un.
It's gross.
Yeah. It's gross.
Thank you, Ken.
Pretty unattractive.
But I think cigarettes have to be over $5 a pack, don't they?
Well, if there's tax on. In some, I don't know what they are around here. Every once in a while, I see a $6. A $6 sign, state minimum costs, people will promote that. But again, it's if you were a two-pack-a-day smoker, it would cost you $12-15. For some people, that's 10% of what they might, a reasonable amount of money. I know a guy who works as a rigger, mm-hmm. makes $150 a day. So if he were a smoker, 10% of what he was being paid would go toward smoking.
Plus lunch, and then you figure you're working to eat and smoke.
Yeah. So how about that? That really is serious food for thought, isn't it? Huh?
New Year's resolution time, everybody.
Yep. Well, how many people do that? You have resolved to smoke before? How successful have you been? That's a good question maybe for Facebook, Kenny. If you have resolved before as a New Year's resolution to stop smoking, how has that worked for you? And also, 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Actually, the Facebook activity so far today has been focused on Georgette's trip across the country and some of the pictures that have been posted. You remember
She
was in Nashville. That's right. She told me last night she was very close to Nashville. Mm-hmm. They've been stopping at truck stops. For those of you who don't know
the
story.
It's Music City.
It is. And very appropriate.
She's driving with her cows.
She has
four of her
favorite cows she put in a trailer to bring cross country to her new home in Washington State. And so we decided this would be a good thing, human interest thing for you to follow. You've heard me talk off and on about Georgette. You've certainly heard me over the years talking about Edgar, who ran my farm for 14 years. Georgette was his wife. And when he died last year, she decided to stay for a while, but now really needs to get away from that, which is she loved this guy so much. And it was, as I've said before, a great example of really bad math. Two together equals one. Love is all about two people being together and becoming one. Real love is about two people becoming one, and they were. And so as he's gone, it's really hard for her to be around all of this here. She did a great job the last year and a half. And frankly, I'm a real challenge on the farm to have good management now that she's not around. Having said that, it was kind of cool. On Friday, she came in and we sort of said our goodbyes on the air a little bit. And then off she went. And they've been making pretty good time. Everything's been good. Driving conditions have been fine. Cows get out two or three times a day to get their exercise. And that's part of what you see. So it's a travelogue. It's a good travelogue. It's kind of a fun thing to share. And I thought maybe you'd like it. It's a great end of the year story, actually, about a triumph. And this, they'll have they're not quite halfway across, but moving along. I may take that same route. I haven't decided. I may even leave today. Depends today or tomorrow. I may leave for my own next cross-country trek with Charlotte to go back to California, bring my son back his pickup truck, and so we'll see what we encounter across the country.
I'm sure this is when the clouds will thunder now, because they know you're getting ready to go.
I'm getting ready to go.
You should say you're leaving today so that that gets out of the way, and you should leave in a few days.
It depends on whether I have any activity. I was maybe going to celebrate New Year's Eve early. We'll see how that all shakes out. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't ordered Provia yet, may I suggest this is a great time for you to do it. 800-525-8319. It's good for both men and women. That's why I said as I started, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, Provia works to cleanse the scalp, open up the pores, and get your follicles, your hair, that's what your hair starts as follicles, under your scalp grows out. It's the root. The roots are under your scalp. So if you have, they're all plugged up by using cheap shampoos over the years. And now is your day of reckoning. And Provia is the all-natural way to cleanse out those pores and get the hair to grow. You'll have stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair using Provia. 800-525-8319. This is the very best time of year to get this working. Cleanse. A lot of people spend a lot of time getting massages and stuff, and they put the heat on their head because they figure that'll clean out the pores. Nope. Provia is the only thing that'll clean out your pores, and do it faster and with more noticeable results. Get this product onto your head. You do that by dialing 800-525-8319. Call now and get a special deal. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You want Provia. 800-525-8319.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in Plus Up Rewards during the Plus Up Rewards games. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus Up Rewards limited to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 or 1-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kiss my ass.
Woo! Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup.
Toby Keith.
I lift you up. Proceed.
Country music star of note.
One of Jennifer's boyfriends.
Jennifer loves Toby Keith. He has opened a new restaurant in Woodbridge, Virginia. And he has outraged people who would be his supporters, especially gun rights. You'd think in country music there'd be a lot of connects between country music stars and gun rights advocates. So the fact that he posted on his door into the restaurant, no guns permitted, the gun friendly, it says, people are in Virginia, you can carry, you get permits, you can openly carry firearms into restaurants and bars. State laws offer no legal guidance on drinking while carrying a gun. Drinking while carrying a concealed weapon is prohibited. Virginia state law allows bar and restaurant owners to ban weapons from the premises as long as they prominently display a gun-free sign in the door or somewhere in the restaurant. So he's got the sign, no guns permitted, on the door.
Like, really unlike him. Huh.
But he's in Virginia.
He's all about, he talks all about the right to carry guns.
Yeah.
But, when you think about it, sometimes maybe people, when they get a little few in them, maybe it is a good idea that they don't have the gun hanging out.
Yeah. No firearm signs in Virginia don't carry the force of law unless the property is specifically mentioned in state law as off limits to individuals with a permit or a license to carry. The no gun policy at this new restaurant has drawn the ire of local gun advocates who announced their dissatisfaction with Toby Keith.
Sure.
And I guess they were, if you went to the restaurant's Facebook page, you would see a lot of that stuff there. So,
Rich McFadden and I had a romantic evening at a Toby Keith steakhouse once.
Did you really? How many of them are there?
Or not a steakhouse. There's a few. There's one in Vegas. When we went for, I laugh about having a romantic evening because we went to CES together, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah.
And he and I were out walking all day. We were starving. So we went to Toby Keith. I talked him into it at Harrah's.
Isn't CES this week?
It is.
It's coming
next
weekend?
Week. Yeah.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So anyway,
I don't think we're going this year again.
No, I don't think you are. I don't think Richie will be back from his trip to... I think he's off the grid for this week, and then he's back, I think, next week, and hopefully he'll be back here with us, along with Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, in this hour of the Good Day program. 26 minutes after the hour, there's a listing that has been provided courtesy of the people who make lists. There's a God somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's the God list, or the God, God list, but the God who is in charge of lists.
Okay.
And so... this is actually from the folks at Zillow.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones in real estate that they are ones who approximate value of your property.
Right.
You know how that works.
I do. You go on and they tell you how much your neighbor's house sold for. It's
right.
Great.
Well, so in this circumstance, they have also listed their annual celebrity neighbor survey and come up with the least desirable neighbors of this past year.
You ready to start?
Yes.
All right, from number 7, LeBron James. He got 1% of the vote. Number 5 is Alex Rodriguez. I don't know why you could go use his gym.
Well, I think that you probably could do, he would be 6 and Lady Gaga would
be 6. Oh, that's true. Yeah. All right, there you go. It goes from 7 to 5, whatever. Right. Lady Gaga, they're tied for 5th.
I'm not sure how accurate
I think they are tied for 5th. Lady Gaga. Tied for 3rd, we're skipping number 4 here again. Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber. Oh, just put them in the same house together. Oh, Lord. Number 2, the cast of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Now, I love them. I'd live next door to them anytime. In fact, really? I might already. And number 1, oh, this is a biggie, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
The least desirable neighbors of 2013.
So,
on the other side of our pause here at the bottom of the hour, we'll have the most desirable neighbors from the survey for next year. It's 28 After on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Katrina Vandenhoevel. Coming right up, what did they think the best films and books were of 2013?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back to your Both Sides Question with Vandenhoevel and Lowry. What did you each think the best film and best book were of 2013?
Well, the best book I would say by my friend and sometime colleague Yuval Levin called The Great Debate about Edmund Burke and Tom Paine and the differences between the two and the polemics back and forth between the two and how it really influenced the rise of the left and the right. I would say my favorite movie was Mud, a great coming-of-age tale.
As a book, I would do The Bully Pulpit about Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and the golden age of journalism as someone who edits a muckraking magazine. But also it's very resonant for our time. Squeezed middle class, gilded age, concentration of wealth and power, and what to do about it. I would say the film, American Hustle.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rick.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
December 30th, 2013. As the walls are closing in on this year. Okay, how dramatic can I make this?
I know. Gosh, I'm just going to get claustrophobia here.
All right, let's start thinking about this next year and how you can succeed. First thing you got to do is believe you can succeed. The only thing that stands between you and what you want from life is the will to do it and the faith to believe that it is possible. I'm a walking, living, breathing example of this from the past year, and you can do it yourself. The only true limit to your realization of tomorrow is what doubts you have in your mind today. You're right.
The moment, pocketbook.
No, well, it depends.
And the most desirable neighbors.
Yeah,
and
right,
the most desirable neighbors.
Most desirable neighbors. In a moment, we just went through a list of the least desirable neighbors of 2013. In a moment, the most desirable neighbors for 2014. Maybe Jennifer will review.
Look at this, Jennifer Horn. Huh,
really? You're a desirable neighbor? Are you really?
Totally.
So I'm just kind of looking back for a moment because this week is going to be filled with that, the year in review. We did a number of those things, I think, over this past week. The deadline for signing up for health insurance has passed. Oh! So what does that mean? For those of you who haven't signed up yet, probably doesn't mean anything, does it? This is one of those artificial kind of things that was set up, and the news media made a big deal out of it. I don't know. Is there a big deal here? I haven't seen a lot of people paying a lot of attention to this, frankly.
If you started to sign up and the website threw you off, then you can still sign up and there's no penalty. But there's supposed to be a penalty if you haven't done it yet.
I thought that was pushed back.
If you don't have insurance.
I thought that was pushed back because of all the trouble with the website.
Yeah, the individual coverage mandate was pushed back.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
I already signed up. I thought
open enrollment was through March. Am I making that up or no?
I thought it was, too. Yeah, I'm on the same page as you.
Okay.
I thought it was till March. All right, well, we're the hosts of the program. We're not the hostesses with the mostesses.
You know what I do know, though, Doug?
That shows you how damn stupid this is because it's so conflicted and so confusing. You don't even know when the deadline is. Yes, what, Jennifer?
I do know something.
What?
I do know that most desirable neighbors for 14. There's a list. Are you ready for it?
I wasn't because I was going to spend a few minutes talking about other things, and then I was going to lead you into it.
All right.
However, you both seem to be very eager to get to this, so we can do that. I know we promised to do it, so.
We have to.
Go
we
back
promise.
To. All right, so let's go back through the least desirable neighbors, according to this list by Zillow, the neighborhood. This is a company that tells you how much the various the neighborhood that you're in, what the value is of homes. that have sold in the past year. So LeBron James and Alex Rodriguez and Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber and the cast of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, along with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, celebrities that would be least desirable to live next door to. I don't understand. What would be the qualification for LeBron James and Alex Rodriguez versus any other big mouths?
I think just because they're burgers, as you like to say. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what makes them more special.
Too bad. LeBron James was a pretty special kid when he was 18 when he was drafted by the NBA, coming out of high school in Cleveland, and he seemed like a pretty clean-cut, pretty good, pretty smart kid, and he has turned into an arrogant jerk.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame. I mean, whether, I don't know what Alex thought. Is Alex always been an arrogant jerk, or did he just come with that when he started making money?
I think he kind of grew into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing with LeBron James, people were just annoyed by him when he left, because he was like the franchise at the Cavaliers. And then when he left, it was a big deal. And so I think that's where he gets the bad rap. Now, would everybody else maybe in his position, maybe they would have left too. I don't know. But you still think emotionally with sports.
All right. Let's not. This is a foolish list in that they have ties. Come on. There are only seven people on the list, so why are there so many ties? This seems rather foolish. So just give us the names of the people, Jennifer.
Well, I'll just kind of start from the bottom up. But Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are on the list of the most desirable neighbors the least desirable neighbors. But I think they're more least desirable than more desirable, because Kim and Kanye got 25% of the vote for least desirable neighbors and only 2% of the most desirable neighbor vote.
Okay.
And you've got LeBron James also on the other list. Robin Roberts, who just came out as gay this weekend, by the
who
way.
Who cares?
In a very classy way, I thought. Sophia Vergara, who wouldn't want it?
The whole thing around her so annoys me because of the... I hope that she has been an inspiration to women who have gone through the sort of health challenges that she has. But these people at ABC have made her into some kind of a god. I know a goddess. I know a lot of people who have suffered just the same way she has. And who haven't, you know, maybe they fared okay, maybe they haven't. But it's just over the top. And it's frankly, maybe this is politically incorrect, I find it annoying. And I don't really care what her sex
is. She's using her platform. Yeah.
To help raise awareness.
To help other people.
So you both think I'm wrong.
I do, actually. But it's not the first time, so it's okay.
No, exactly. Help yourself. I don't have to be right all the time.
Because I think if you have a platform and you can help people who may not get examined, maybe they think, I saw Robin Roberts do it. It's not that hard. Maybe I should do it, too. I mean, look, Amy Rohrbach got her. She had no idea she had
breast cancer. No, that was good. I wonder if after what's her face, did the prostate exam, not the prostate, did the colon exam on the program. Remember on CBS this morning when, why did my mind just lose her name?
Are you talking about Katie Couric?
Katie, yeah.
Yeah, because her husband passed away from that.
Of colon cancer, so she had an exam on the air. Did that get a lot of people to get colon exams? Yeah, I guess probably did.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, when you have an opportunity like that, I think it is being responsible. But anyway. All right, so Robin Roberts, living next door to you. Now, Sofia Vergara, I understand that because most men would probably want to oogle over the fence at Sofia Vergara. Also on the list of most desirable neighbors, Jennifer Lawrence. She seems to be really popular this year. And Miranda Lambert, Blake Shelton, I would love to live next door to them. And number one on the list, Jimmy Fallon, getting 11% of the vote from most desirable neighbors from Zillow.com.
I watched a little of that Christmas thing with him and Justin Timberlake.
It's funny.
It was funny.
I thought it was one of the best Saturday Night Lives I've seen in a long time.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
Actually. All right. So that takes care of the list. Are you both satisfied now? We did both sides of the list.
Mm-hmm.
You're happy now? You can move on to other things.
I feel balanced. I feel like I'm not going to fall over now.
Really? Okay. 888-302-3684. The people in North America who have been without power from Michigan across to Maine into Canada. There was a storm, a couple of dozen deaths. We didn't talk much about it because it affected just sort of the northern climes, the upper peninsula in Michigan and across into Canada, northern Maine. But there were hundreds of thousands of people that didn't have any power for Christmas. None. So it was, but, and it took them. See, this is where you don't find the government getting involved in this, but yet when we hear conversations about big companies that merge and the Justice Department looking into, I think the most recent example is American Airlines and US Air combining, and they say, oh, it's going to be fine. And that is the case when many of these power companies have merged, And as they merge and they become fewer and fewer in terms of ownership, they're bigger and bigger. These times to fix the problems brought about by ice storms or power lines down for whatever the reason become longer and longer and longer. So then they have a congressional investigation. Let's have a hearing and find out why it took them so long. Well, it's government's fault that it took so long because the government allowed them to merge in the first place. Is that something that we ought to be able to do what we ought to be able to do here? Is that part of the capitalistic society? I don't know actually how the Justice Department got involved in the first place in overseeing these sorts of things. What was the first administration that said, okay, let's look at this and see if it's customer friendly? These big, gigantic mergers are never, ever customer friendly. I challenge somebody to call me 888-302-3684 or comment facebook.com/goodday show or Twitter at goodday with an example of when two big conglomerates got together and service became better and prices became cheaper. Is there an example of that? Happy to hear it. Look at the way these cable channels, Jennifer and her dad are in the cable television and radio business, and you see now they're becoming bigger and bigger. Try to find somebody to talk to at any of these companies. Time Warner is a great example there. And as a result, what's good about the Time Warner situation, Jennifer, is that they're losing a lot of subscribers.
Yeah, the only thing that seems to be working for cable right now is with internet, but it has gotten so big. And you also have to look at the network side. When you think about it, it used to be that you would find independent channels all the time. Now you can't. I mean, everything's owned by Viacom or Tribune whoever it is, and it's just they own multiple networks so that they can leverage the cable company and say, well, if you really want to take ESPN, you also have to take Disney 7. Or something, because it's all owned by the same place. It's a racket.
It is a racket. And you're the one who is the victim. I have been amazed at what people pay, including me when I look at the bill, how much money you pay for these various services when you sign up on Fios or on Direct Cable or Time Warner or whatever it is. You're talking a couple $100 a month.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Easily.
Easily, and that's not for all the channels. I mean, you have to really pony up. But, when you figure that somebody like ESPN, I don't mean to be picking on them so much, but someone like ESPN charges $11 per customer. That's a lot of money. I mean, if you just knock off $11 off your bill and send it to just that one network, think about where the rest of it goes.
Well, it shows you how much demand there is for that product.
Well, they're just loud. I mean, you can't take away people's sports. We found that out. You start taking away people's sports, and they go nuts.
Doesn't bother me. I could care.
Well, that's why, the future, it looks like where we're going with cable, and I actually don't have a huge problem with it, is a la carte service. So you'll get a list of every channel out there, and people can kind of check off what they want and just pay for the channels that they want to get.
Right. 888-302-3684. The fact that Santa's sleigh was late, did UPS and FedEx smooth that over well enough? Amazon offering, I think on Friday the announcement was made, they're offering all kinds of credits and money back things because of all of the problems that FedEx and UPS had. A lot of that was bad weather. A lot of it was unexpectedly large online shopping surges. So I think there's no such thing as perfection. One of the things we were talking about, I think, with at first, it looked like it was easy to take a shot, especially at UPS. Mm-hmm. But when you really get into the intricacy of the systems that are involved, and I'm one who doesn't always necessarily understand, but to appreciate, when I have a package that has been sent to me from Florida at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday or Thursday last week and gets to me at 9:30 in the morning on Friday, I'm pretty happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you keep in mind. Is there perfection? No.
No, but I do think they handled it pretty well. I mean, there was a lot of problems. There were a lot of bad press, and instead of ignoring it or making excuses, they've been offering these discounts. I think that's actually a good, responsible thing to do.
And in the wake of all of this, those geniuses at the Postal Service, the USPS, have announced that the cost of mailing a letter, in case you didn't get this late in the week, you didn't hear this, cost of mailing a letter in this country will go up to 49 cents.
Let's just make it a pack of cigarettes, Here's a pack of cigarettes. Mail this letter for me, please.
So the price of a first-class stamp will help the 3-cent increase, will help the Postal Service recover from the effects of the economic downturn that has taken place since 2008. The way to always get people, the way always to get people to come to you with service that's questionable is to charge them more money for bad service.
Yeah, instead of pre-funding your pension plans, which
Government required that.
Hey, well, maybe Congress we should make a change there instead of charging 50 cents a package. Mm. Holy moly. You know, you do your part, change that law, I'll pay 50 cents an envelope. How's that?
All right, good for you. What a deal. Good deal maker. Two Americans finished the job on Christmas Eve last week. I think a lot of this stuff got lost. That's kind of why I'm touching on some of these things. This was good news. This was a great, I think we talked about it Tuesday morning. All the non-essential equipment in the space station had to be shut off.
They did a good job. They
because of the malfunction. And a couple of Americans went outside, did their thing. Took them, I think, twice in 3 or 4 days to fix it, and they did. So now the refrigerator is back on.
So did they call the smell good plumber to come out and fix
sure,
that?
Right.
Or
that,
you know,
that Jack Stefan, who's the smell good plumber? Anyway,
Jack Stefanski.
Also, something to remember between now and when you recover from whatever New Year's celebrations you're going to. Studies show that heart troubles spike as we move into the new year. Possible reasons include the cold weather, shoveling snow, stress at the holiday time, and too much eating and drinking.
And everybody's saying, we're going to start on Monday for the new year.
Yeah, right.
So they're letting it all hang out before.
A word to the wise is sufficient, hopefully. It's 12 before the hour. This is the Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Bier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your store before it's too late.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert. According to a recent Bank of America study, 55% of people abandon their New Year's resolutions before May. Building good habits can be hard, but starting with small changes can help. If your resolution is to improve your finances, start by learning steps that can help you in the long run, like a credit card that reinforces good payment habits. Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert.
Learning to be financially responsible is a great New Year's resolution. However, your holiday spending can get in the way of starting the new year off right. If you're applying for a credit card for the holidays, consider a program that promotes good financial habits. With the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, every quarter that you pay more than the monthly minimum and on time each month, you'll automatically receive $25 towards your balance. It's an incentive that'll help you commit to your resolution.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Gary Newman.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Access to information and conversation comes every day at this time on the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I with lots of food without having a good breakfast, right? Chewing
yum,
on
yum,
all
yum.
This information.
Yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum. 51 after on Good Day.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Monday, we start a new week with another big holiday in it. Shelley Palmer is on the job, though, like Jennifer and Kenny are on the job here in Tech Talk time to break down the pros and cons of a couple of new tablets. So if you got new tablets for Christmas, this portion of the program may be very helpful to you. So stand by for that coming right up here on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combinable with deferred financing.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Not sure whether to buy Apple's new iPad mini or Amazon's Kindle Fire HDX? Amazon's newest 7-inch tablet starts at $229, a whopping $170 less than the cheapest iPad mini. The Fire is built around an awesome first-party media experience with access to plenty of great third-party apps. From Kindle to Instant Video to Amazon MP3, Amazon's media is built into the tablet's core experience. The Kindle Fire has a built-in feature called Mayday that connects you with an Amazon tech support employee through the tablet to help you navigate or troubleshoot any problem you have. The Fire is also great if you have young kids. Kindle FreeTime lets you create a personalized experience for them and also lets you limit how much time they spend watching videos or playing games every day. Apple's new iPad mini may be great, but the Kindle Fire packs awesome features and specs at nearly half the price. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
These days, consumers are reaching for their credit cards more often, which could lead to more debt for you. Brian Osich is here with us now on Good Day, finding out there are some ways to stay lean if financial fitness is part of your New Year's resolutions.
Do you have healthy money habits? That's something to think about as we head into 2014. Merrill Edge's Aaron Levine says to pursue success, establish good habits and focus on smaller tasks.
You have to create a budget and stick to it. You need to know where your money is going so you can find more places to save. Then target existing debt, minimize credit card purchases, and consider paying beyond the minimum each month.
Levine says you should have an honest conversation about your finances.
Set a monthly meeting with your household and share financial knowledge. The latest Merrill Edge report found the majority of mass affluent Americans believe financial literacy is the most important skill to pass along to the next generation.
That's your financial fitness from Merrill Edge. Banking products are provided by Bank of America N.A., member FDIC. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLPFNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Another technical problem. If you look back over this past year, technical problems, probably the biggest story was healthcare.gov. And it's interesting that the Obama administration said there was no reason for any concern regarding security at the website. Meanwhile, a healthcare.gov security officer told Congress the exact opposite last week. There are two serious high-risk findings that have taken place. What a shock, huh? All right.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.